What's good about it? The two major areas that can affect human health are water and food. The most important threat is lack of access to fresh drinking water. There are currently an estimated 2.2 billion people who lack access to safely managed drinking water services and basic sanitation. It is estimated that if nothing is done to mitigate climate change, up to 50% of the world's population could live in countries experiencing water stress by 2050, with 80% of them living in developing countries. In 2006, the Stern Report on the Economics of Climate Change stated that if we do nothing, the impacts could cost between 5% and 20% of world GDP every year by 2050. Somewhere between $10 trillion and $40 trillion. On the plus side, if we do something, this might only be 1% of GDP. According to the World Food Programme, there are 730 million people on the brink of starvation, but the world produces enough food to feed 10 billion people. Estimating the overall impact of climate change on agriculture is difficult, as agricultural production has very little to do with feeding the world's population and more to do with trade and economics. Subsidies create huge imbalances, just as they do with subsidised energy, with fossil fuels accounting for 85% of all global subsidies. In 2015, the IMF calculated that if nations reduced subsidies to create more efficient fossil fuel pricing, it would have lowered emissions by 28% and air pollution deaths by 46%, as well as increasing government revenue by 3.8% of GDP. After 35 years of COPs, the UNFCCC process, that's United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, has been heavily criticised for not going far enough, having no enforcement, green colonialism, in which rich developed countries continue to boss less developed countries around, and a nation versus sector approach, in which national attempts to reduce carbon merely allow others who do not have a certain restrictive law to exploit the opportunity and emit more. Governments should support renewable energy, electric vehicles and public transport, cut fossil fuel investment and subsidies, tax fossil fuel use, build new low-carbon infrastructure, reforest and rewild, promote low-emission farming and diet, support emissions trading schemes, protect its citizens with adaptation, and provide a universal basic income. What do you have to watch? Not much. The book is a huge compendium of knowledge and information, but after informing the reader in detail, it moves clearly to proposed solutions and how they might work.